What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Thank you for joining us. Tristan, this past weekend was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yes, the day of love, where everybody gets all gushy and romantic. Also, though, I've noticed it's a flex day.
Absolutely.
Flexing has...
You have to flex. And we have the thing called Galentine's Day for us single
women who like
to come together and, you know, just be with our gal pals.
Yes, I've noticed that, though. But I think it just washed over me because, if I'm honest, I, prior to being in a relationship and married, never really did Valentine's Day. I was never in a relationship around that time. Now, granted.
Oh, how convenient.
It was also, Valentine's Day is also All-Star Weekend. Like, my wife knows. All-Star Weekend.
You know what? That is true.
Always falls on Valentine's Day weekend. Yes. But this year, it's been moved to March 7th.
Because I already know once basketball season starts, it's that late November, early December, you're no good. You're just like, listen,
I'm just saying.
And if it's not an emergency, what are we talking about?
We know what my priorities are.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, we do. And we understand. All accommodate them.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love you all.
You're
I
welcome.
Love you all. That's why you're still in my circle. But I've noticed, though, just being on social media the past couple days, it has become a flex day.
You have to.
Like, it's not even about showing off your boo. It's like, what they got me. Look at this. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, because I know a lot of females who posted their gifts but didn't post their dudes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was getting
to. But do you want to know why?
Oh, here we go. Why is that?
Because they're not their dudes.
Oh, they're the side dude.
It's not even a side dude. It's just like, you know, like for me, I'm not committed to anyone, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to post anyone. That's ridiculous.
You got to keep your options open.
It's just like, y'all, I'm about to play myself because I might not even be talking to this dude next week.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, I ain't about to sit here and show everyone what I got and then I might not even have it no more. So it's just like, and then, yeah, I feel like Valentine's Day is like, who's going to make the cut? What are we doing?
So it's tryouts.
It's you know, it's just reassessing what we have. It's a reassessment of how do we play. Because you know me, I'm like ooey gooey mushy. Like, I'm big on romance. I don't give a fuck if we just talking. I don't give a fuck like what caliber. If you're going to be in my life, you're going to woo me. Or you're going to get the fuck on.
Or you're not going to make it.
Listen, because what are we doing? Like, why are you here if it's not to woo me?
See, but it'd be different if I was seeing wooing. I was just seeing straight flexing. And I was just relieved, though. Relieved that I hung up my jersey in the rafters. Because Valentine's Day seems to be a lot of pressure on these dudes, man.
Yo,
I'm telling you.
I don't know. You have to ask your fellow men.
Listen, bro. Hey, fellas. Y'all made it, okay? It's over. You made it through. But that's a lot of pressure. I'm talking about the amount of balloons wrapped around the spiral staircases and the roses flooding the bedroom floors.
I think that's for when you're younger. And like I said, it's like, oh, I've seen a lot of married couples and they have very low-key Valentine's Day. Like a lot of my friends are like 45 and older. And they have very low key, like they're like, yeah, we went to dinner yesterday because we ain't want to deal with the traffic today, and we got a card, each other card, and me personally, I know, even when I get married, that would not be sufficient for me.
I was about to say, that's not you though.
You know, I know. I'm like, so where's the camel?
I don't understand.
What are we doing?
Where's my chariot?
I'm sorry. So we don't have like a flying magic carpet to take me somewhere. Like, what are we doing? So, but that's just me. I'm ooey gooey and I love romance. But I think the only people that got pressure on is these dudes who got a lot of females to cater to.
No, I don't think so.
It's even the ones who like singular women?
I think the ones who are just dating, but you said something that was very significant. Younger, right? So I don't think people who are married, unless they're celebrities, of course, have that pressure. But I think younger dudes who are dating, they feel the pressure to show out for their girl. Not to only, you know, show their affection and love. And I'm saying in a quotation because I don't think that's why they're flexing. But to also say, hey, I'm worthy enough to be kept. Also, y'all other dudes can't do this, so don't come near her.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Y'all I'm making it hard for any other nigga to breathe around.
That's exactly what it is.
As you should.
Putting pressure on other dudes next, but like, that's not what it's about though, Trista. That's
is
not what
it about. Not? No. Is that not romantic?
Not for who?
Is you? It not? Yes, I love it. Make it hard for these niggas.
Wow.
You're making it easier for me to like choose you. And it's not about monetary stuff. It's about the effort. Are you paying attention? Are you giving me something that I actually like spoke about that you know I would like? Or you just give me something that you want to give me? You know what I'm saying? So I think gifts in and of itself are a replica of that person's effort and energy. Right? So that's just me. I don't know, but I enjoyed my Valentine's Day.
Goodness. All I'm saying is at the end of the day, though, if the ends ain't working like that, it's rough out here for these. Like,
then you stay single.
Imagine being a young, broke dude on Valentine's Day and having a girl because.
But why? And you know, this is just me. Like I said, when my money was fucked up, I wasn't out here thinking about no niggas and dating.
But not everybody's as responsible
so
as you.
So if your money is, you know.
It's funny.
Yeah, your money funny. Like, yo, don't be like, what are you dating for?
I mean.
Because it costs money to date.
It does. It's not cheap, man. It really isn't. I remember the amount of money I was spending. Back when movies were open, man, it'd be every other weekend. It'd be somebody.
Listen, I'm spending the amount of money I'd be spending on, like, outfits and lashes just to look good to go on a date. You'd be like, listen.
Here's, I just was wild. I was like, this is flexing. I thought the biggest flex days were your Christmas, right? Because
that's kid flexing, though. Like,
yeah, but adults be flexing, too.
Yes, but it's more about the kids.
It is.
Christmas.
But Valentine's Day, I don't know. Maybe because, like I said, it's typically All-Star Weekend, so I'm enamored by basketball and
you're not
my
paying
attention.
And you have a very loving and supportive and understanding wife.
I do. I do. Love you, babes.
Because I'd be like, oh, so you want what? You care about Shaq more than you care about me?
No,
I'm confused.
Listen, she already knows what it is.
I'm like, I must be getting my gift early.
No, what did we do last Valentine's Day?
Damn it, man.
What did we do? I can't even remember. We went out, though. We went out. I did something nice. That's not like me. I did something.
But you also are the guy that gives flowers just
mine.
Because.
That's true. I do that
so
as well.
So some dudes have to flex because they've been slacking most of the year.
Damn.
So, I mean, like, if you've been slacking most of the year, what you coming with? Like, what we got going on? You better not come in here with no damn teddy bear. And that's it.
That's it? No Walmart teddy bears? And
what are we doing?
That's just wild. So, I was just shocked and appalled by the amount. I didn't know Valentine's Day was put down as another flex in there. But now I know. So,
yes,
I'll keep that.
Yes, you are. Look, you're washed up and off the scene.
I am, man.
You a house cat for us alley cats.
Yeah, man.
Yes, you come through, you flex. You make it hard for other niggas to breathe. And you make it an easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy choice.
Dude's got to be out here saving checks for Valentine's Day. Now, it's wild. I ain't never had to.
Listen.
Well, blessings, man. Blessings.
That's what I said. The only people I really feel bad for, and I really don't even feel bad, is the dudes who got, like, multiple girls. And that's, like, damn it, every dude. But, I mean, like, that's what you chose. That's the life you chose. But not,
actions.
There you go. But 9 times out of 10, most dudes like that don't even, they go missing during those times anyway. Like, they just gone.
Oh, I'm sick.
But those aren't my kind of men. So I'm just like.
Got you. So what do you think, though, about people who aren't in a relationship? So
like
those
me?
Who are
like me,
those who are not in a relationship, but also don't have the roster that you have and are not being wooed and swept off their feet all the time. How do they celebrate Valentine's Day? What are other options in which?
That's why we have the Galentine's Day where you go and you get up with your girls or whatever. Like some people spend it with their kids and their family. I think Valentine's Day isn't just for traditional, you know, male, female, or, you know, the companionship and the boyfriend, girlfriend, or girlfriend, girlfriend, or boyfriend, boyfriend dynamic, you know. I think it's about whoever you know, love and cherish. Like, for me, like, my daughter will always and forever be my Valentine. Right. And we're going to celebrate together, even though she kind of brushed me off to be with her boyfriend.
How dare she?
It's okay. However,
kids.
I know, right? But, like, we always still celebrate and do our own thing and exchange gifts and stuff like that, especially since she had a job. yes.
Oh, she got money now.
Listen, don't come with no macaroni necklace. Those days are done, poo.
I want something from
that Pays. Finger painting is cool, but what else you got?
Right, I want some real diamonds.
There you go. At least give me some zirconians or something.
Right.
So, I think it's about making it your own and kind of doing what is best for you. Like you like to watch the All-Star game.
I do.
Where other people, again, like go celebrate with your friends, your family, your children, or don't celebrate at all. Like it's one day. And if you're not dating me, there's no pressure. So go and just enjoy your day.
See.
What?
You guys didn't catch the hidden language behind that. If you're not dating me, there's no pressure. What that means is you will be kicked off the roster. There'll be no contact come the 15th. Tristan will ghost you, or conversation will be minimal to none. That's what that means. Your expectation is to be wooed and pursued during the 14th. And if that doesn't happen, come the 15th, when he hits up your phone, you're like, are you alive? Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Yo, that would be my exact response, too. Stop acting like you know me.
Exactly. I can already see it. Oh, so you good.
So you not dead.
Right. I can already see it. So that's the expectation. If they don't come through with that, then it's on them. See, that's what
Should I not have that expectation, though?
I don't think there's an issue with having that expectation. I think the issue is when it's not stated.
No, I'm not going to state it.
Why not?
No, because my thing is, again, here's the thing. If you want to be in that dynamic with me, right?
What's that dynamic?
Where you want to be in my space, you want my time, right? And you're not kicking it with me like we're homeboys. You're trying to migrate to be more intimate with me, right? You're trying to, again, take me out, take my time, whatever. Then why would you not court me?
No, I get that. But also, though, let's be real. Not all of your relationship dynamics, or even relationship people who are dating in general, don't have that dynamic. Sometimes they have that, okay, we're kicking it. And here's the thing that bothers me. It bothers me. And I guess I'm venting because I saw the true Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, God.
Some ladies be out there quick. I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. Be quick to yell out, I'm single. I ain't committed to nobody, but be wanting some commitment perks.
Just like these niggas want commitment perks. Like, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. So this is, let me get to where I'm saying. I feel like Valentine's Day is a perfect setup for women to get their get back, because they feel like the whole other 364 days a year, they're expected to give our relationship perks without being in a relationship.
Well, you know, I don't play those games.
I know you don't, but the pressure is still out there, right? The stereotype is still out there. The narrative is still out there. But Valentine's Day is the one day where I think women feel like it's okay to be selfish, to be a gold digger, and to expect.
Why not be a gold digger?
I'm not saying you are, but
why do I got to be the gold digger? Because they want to get wooed.
It's not about being wooed. There's multiple ways to be wooed. A broke dude could woo you.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Not me.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You won't let a broke dude come woo you. Let him come through and take the bus and walk to your house and say,
listen,
hey, Tristan.
And it has nothing to do with him being broke. It's just like, listen, I think you should reserve your efforts in finances for something more catered to you.
No, that's such a good reframe. That's such an eloquent way of saying I don't date broke dudes. That's just an elegant.
I would not say I don't date broke dudes.
Because if Johnny, who just got off the bus at the top of your neighborhood and walked down to your house and said, hey, Tristan, how are you doing? I just wanted to let you know that I'm really interested in having a relationship and fostering with you. I know I didn't call you because I don't have a phone. He's broke. So
and that's the thing, is like, why even date if you're broke?
No, listen, some people still want companionship. And I believe that, look at that face. And I believe that at the end of the day, you do also have to understand your personnel, right? Know your personnel. We say that all the time in the sports world, but it's the same thing here as well. So if you know you're dealing with a young lady who expects certain things that require monetary prowess.
I don't like how you say that.
Then you may not want to deal with her. But there's some ladies who really don't need anything like that, and they really just want you to spend time with them.
I'm one of those ladies. I want you to spend time with me too.
Tristan, you fake one of those ladies. You want to be one of those ladies, but let you not get no flowers.
No, no, yes, but no.
Okay.
I want your time and attention, Tristan. And I want flowers too. Why can't I have both? Why I got you?
You can have both. You can have both. But here's where we're going to my original point. Certain things have to be communicated.
No. Absolutely not. If you feel like I gotta communicate to you that you gotta get me like something, and again, not get me something as far as you gotta be tricking on me, but if you feel like we don't need to celebrate Valentine's Day, but you, again, you want to be romantically involved with me, but you don't want to romance me, fuck it, we don't. Like, what you not gonna do is have me like one of these okie doke chicks and like, oh, you, again, you wanna play the game. Mm-hmm. And you want to lay up and you want to do all this and that third. But again, you don't want to romance me.
No, it's not about that. What I'm saying is...
It ain't, because you know there's a lot of dudes out here.
No. Listen, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of dudes who are just trying to get by on that minimum. On that minimum requirement there to pass go. The class. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of dudes who will take the path of least resistance.
And it's just my minimum is more advanced than most people's minimum. But that's all it is.
But here's what I'm saying to you, and what I'm wondering is, are you communicating your minimum to these dudes?
Because I think it's a given.
No, that's not true for you. I honestly do believe you do. But I think there's other women out here who don't communicate that and expect these dudes to just go all out. Like, you have to set that standard is what I'm saying.
That is absolutely correct.
Blatantly set that standard of, hey, this is what it takes to engage with me. And I don't think some ladies or even gentlemen do that. They don't set the standards that they're looking for.
No, I legit had this conversation with a few of my homegirls.
Right, and they don't say it. And then you disappointed. Exactly.
And I'm just like, at the end of the day, one, I think with me, I set the standard in my treatment based on how I present myself, right? How I present myself and how I carry myself already lets you know what I'm expected and what I do for me, mm-hmm. right? Then on top of that, again, coming in off the rip, like, I'm not going to say you got to earn everything, but I'm not just going to sit here and just drop everything because you come calling. I'm not going to drop everything because you texting me. I'm not like, no, because I'm just getting to know you. I don't even know if you're here to waste my time on that. I don't know. But in the meantime, in between time, what we talking about?
Right. No, and I get that. But I also feel like this holiday, it's commercialized like every other holiday, right? Like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Hell, as soon as they get rid of the Valentine's Day stuff, they put the St. Patrick's Day shit out.
Exactly.
And you be like, bro.
Right. So I do think it's commercialized, and with that commercialization, there's also certain dominant narratives that are thrown in there as well, right? So women are supposed to just sit back and expect all these things without communicating it with their significant others, and that's just not the reality of the situation.
Right.
The reality of the situation is if you're in any type of relationship, you have to basically train, for lack of a better word, that person on what you like, your love language, which is a cliche term, but basically how you receive affection.
Absolutely.
I.e. being wooed, right? Mm-hmm. So, but with that being said, with the commercialization of Valentine's Day, I do want to highlight, which we did a little bit before, but we're going to get into deeper now, the true meaning of Valentine's, right? It's really spending it with the people that you care about. And that doesn't necessarily always have to be with your significant other. It can be with your family member, your sibling, or those you deem to be your loved ones, right?
Your close friends. It could be your dogs.
Exactly. So I want to encourage everybody out there who has been on social media like I have and seen the flexing. That is not a total representation of Valentine's Day. Please make it your own. There's nothing wrong.
They is making it their own by flexing.
Clearly, I'm telling you. But make it
your own. But here's the thing. Here's the thing with women, right? Yo, if you can't brag about what your man's doing, then what we talking about? And women, women love bragging like, oh, my man did this, my man did that. What? Yeah, what? Yes. And that's why it's such a drastic gap when it comes to situations like Valentine's Day, because it's like you got these women again who don't flex because they man didn't do anything, or they're whomever they're talking to, whoever they texting, whoever they cracking their legs open, they ain't do nothing for them. And then you got those who's like, yo, my dude came through, and then it's like, and that's That's what it is. It's like, yo, you love bragging about what your dude did for you.
Yeah, but you should be able to brag about dude. If he's doing what he needs to do, you should.
365 days. At least half them days. At least half.
You should be able to brag on dude year round, though.
Listen, I totally agree.
But even bragging's a flex, too. Look what I got, you ain't got.
But that's what women love. It's just like, yo, you want to be able to brag about your dude. Like, you want to be like, yeah, you know, he went and put gas in my car. You know what I mean? Ask him to or whatever. Oh, yeah, he brought me some Starbucks this morning. Da-da-da. Like, you want to be able to brag about your dude. And if I can't brag about you.
What are we doing here?
What we here for?
If your name's not coming up in the group chat, then.
Listen, if you want to know who is the star.
Check the group chat.
Check the group chat. That's and that's how that's it. It ain't his real name.
It's oh, just yeah, what it's we his nickname. Yeah, it's what you refer to him as.
Listen, because if you hear some of this stuff, I'll be like, bye-bye.
Men do that, too.
It's oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Whatever nickname you got, that's what it goes.
Like, I ain't going to tell you your nickname.
No. But never.
My homegirls know who I'm referring to when I say such and such and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like if I can't go on a group chat, look at what he did for me. Look at what he got me. Why are you here? Because you want to be like, as women, we would naturally want to be excited about I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You want to be excited. And it's not even about, again, the physical monetary gifts. But you want to be excited, like, about his presence, him being there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things he, like, spending time with you, shit like that. Like, you want to be excited. And me, personally, if I'm not excited, I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
You
like,
can't fake it till you make.
That's probably why I got in a strong 3-month rotation. Because I'm just like, I'm not excited anymore. I'm bored. Okay, let's cut this off.
Oh, man. Now, that makes sense, though. You definitely want to brag on your significant other. You want to show them out, show what they've done for you, show how much you love them and appreciate them. Which is low-key. I'm sorry, it's just another flex. My dude or significant other is better than yours. Get like me. Get on
nanny,
my level.
Nanny, boo-boo.
Right, but man, it's just wild to me. It is just wild.
Listen, that's all the holidays are about, is just the ultimate. Even vacation pictures, ultimate flex.
It is.
Like, that's all it is. People just flexing like, yeah, I'm and out like here on this island.
And you know what kills me about vacation pictures? They try to act like I do this all the time. We know you don't do this all the time.
Because we watch your timeline. Like, we see it, but cool.
Just out on the beach, regular day.
Right. Heels up, wheels up. Let me go. Girl, stop.
No. You're at home all the time.
All
this is
the
not
time.
It.
All
this
the
is
time.
Not it, but I get
but
it.
That's what, I mean, that's what it's about. It's like, I think everyone wants a certain caliber of lifestyle. And some, we got to fake it. Till we make, not me, when I say we, but we gotta fake it till we make it, you know, and stunt on a gram. And again, that's why people follow you. Like, that's why you have all these followers. They wanna see what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna show you what I hate. What I hate, though, this is what I hate. Don't show me the motherfucking first date pictures. Don't show me the engagement pictures. Don't show me the wedding pictures. But then when I get divorced and shit,
you don't want the breakup pictures?
No, there ain't no breakup pictures. Ain't no breakup story. I wanna know what the fuck happened. Now you got me committed. You got me motherfucking attached to your kids and shit. I'm looking at the first day of school and y'all get divorced. I'm like,
what happened?
What happened?
No, funny thing. Kid you not. Happened to me yesterday, Tristan. I get on Facebook and I'm looking through my timeline because in my head, I'm like, okay, big engagement days. New Year's. Valentine's,
that's
Christmas.
That's so cliche.
Three of the big engagements.
Pause for the cause. If you ever decide, whomever decides to propose to me, You bet not.
Do on those 3 days.
Do not do it on a holiday, on my birthday, because now you're jamming up my gifts in the future. Gifts? Like, no.
I think that's a smart move, though, jam up the gift in the
no,
future.
No, this ain't going to be your Valentine's Day gift
and
your anniversary
sure
gift.
Is.
No, the hell it ain't.
We saving out here.
No, the hell it will not.
But yeah, man, those are the cliche holidays. So on those holidays, I'm always looking. I'm like, hey, let's see who got engaged. Cause
let's do it.
It's just one of those days. And I get it. Hey, man, to each your own.
So
anywho, I'm looking through and this one girl, engaged. I'm like, engaged? You're married. How'd you?
That's what I'm
what
saying.
What happened? So I'm like, wait. Holy crap.
And now you're going through her pictures trying to figure out where her ex-husband at. Yo, and they all gone.
Dude, I can't even.
They be scrubbing them joints clean.
I can't even picture him in my head. So that's why I went through her. I'm like, okay, let me see what happened. You know, nothing. It's like, dude never existed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't have me all committed in your love life and your kids' life and your career. And then all of a sudden shit happened and you not telling me. I don't like that.
We was in this relationship together.
Because I be telling niggas when I got laid off. I tell her, like, when the one boyfriend I did have in, like, 15 years ghosted me. I'm telling people, listen, this is what happened.
See.
And I'm so cool with that because, one, I'm semi-transparent. Semi. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm not going to, don't have me in your business and not tell me all your business.
I get it. Nah, man. But it was just funny to me. It's funny you brought that up because I saw that. I was like, wow. She just got engaged. I never knew she got divorced. That's wild.
I don't like that shit.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there has to be a fine line, though, because then there's some people who just be oversharing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's this one chick, like, she lets us know everything. Everything.
I agree. It has to be a fine line. But my thing is, like, don't cut out chapters of your life when I rode with you this long. Granted, I never saw you in person. Right. Yes, we just Facebook friends. But I done, like, how many pictures? I done comment on how many pictures? So you not going to tell me why y'all got a divorce?
That's true. And then, you know, there's just be the fake woke people. They want to turn everything that happened into some grandiose kind of event. Like, maybe you just messed up and that's why you lost your job.
That's it.
Maybe there's no bigger, greater calling or lesson
that's
to be learned.
And then try to add a Bible quote at the end.
Yeah,
of it.
Like, just don't steal from your job. Or, you know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
stealing boxes.
Like, you know, something, it doesn't, you know, like, my setup for a comeback. No, like, no, not really. Like, you messed up.
That's it. That's it.
It was just very interesting to me. But what I will say is this, about Valentine's Day, is what I would love to see more of, though, is more of the family-oriented pictures and less flexy. Maybe I just got a whole bunch of flexes on my timeline. Maybe that's what it is.
I saw the family joints.
But I would love to see more, like, genuine Valentine's. Like,
what is a genuine Valentine?
A genuine Valentine for me is really taking the time out to share how much this person really means to you. And that's not to say that gifts don't do that, because gifts do, right?
Everybody damn sure do.
Oh, Lord, here you go. Everybody has their way of interpreting love and affection. You get what I mean? But I would just love to see more of a balance.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just like in Christmas, right? We see Christmas. Christmas is really supposed to be about spending time with your family, right? Being together with your family. But it's always about the gifts, right? People posting the gifts. Ah, new car.
Matching pajamas now.
Oh, it is matching pajamas.
Yes, it's matching pajamas now.
I got the big debate last Christmas about that. But
you didn't have matching pajamas last year?
No, remember? See, you need to follow my... You probably did. I don't remember if you talked
about it.
I'm about to say,
do not come for me.
It was basically...
In front of mixed company.
It was basically this guy posted how he had to take two sets of matching pajamas.
Oh, because of his baby mamas.
Exactly. And I posted, well, if you were in a relationship and your significant other had a child with somebody else and that child wanted to take matching pajama pics with their biological parents, would you be okay with
that? So if I had a boo and he had another child outside of me with another woman,
right,
and they wanted to do matching pajama pictures.
The kid said, hey, I'd love to do matching pajama pics with my biological father and mother. Would you be okay? Look at your face. They can't see your face, but that's a no for you.
I don't want to sound petty, but I'll be like, you know what? If that's what the child wants, by all means, just know I'm not putting on no fucking pajamas over here.
They don't even want you in the pic. They want to pick with their
mom.
No.
What I'm saying is, like, you're not going to bring your ass over here and think we're going to do matching jammies too. Because guess what? Guess who just got excluded from the matching jammy party over here?
So you're shutting it down, period.
Oh, me, Genesis, Hendrix, and Joseph ain't going to have matching jammies. Sir, you will be in your t-shirt and sweatpants with your damn house slippers on.
No, listen. Follow me.
Oh, I'm following you.
Follow me, okay?
I'm following you. Go take your pictures over there with your baby mother and your other child. But we ain't doing pictures.
It's not the other child. So you, okay, let's expand the scenario for what truly is, right? Two separate families, right? You and dude are married. Let's say you and dude are married. You, him, Genesis, living your life. You know, Hendrix, Josephine, living your life, right? He co-parents, you know, with the other ex.
I got the dynamic.
And the ex is married too, has kids with the other man. Boom, they just co-parent. Like, you know, co-parenting happens. Now the child says, hey, would just love a pic with just my mom and my dad in these pajamas. So it's not even like the other woman's family or nothing. It's just the other woman, their kid, and your significant other. You're still saying no.
You know what? If I put it in a different context, like say graduation pictures or something like that, then I can say, you know what? See? That's not a bad thing.
But you know what? That's so funny you say that, because when I posted that on Facebook and on Instagram, they gave those examples, right? But you know where women got hung up on? And I'm saying women because that's all it was. The matching pajamas. They can take the picture, but ain't no matching pajamas.
Because that shit is so like, what are we doing here? Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all can take pictures all day long, but y'all want matching jammies? I'm just like,
That's the line that you can't cross, apparently, because, fellas.
Listen, first of all, it's jammies. To me, that's too close to lingerie. What is we doing?
Wow. So it's too close to lingerie.
What are we doing? And then second, it's just like, oh, y'all matching now?
So y'all family.
Oh, y'all matching. Got it. Cool, bet.
No.
Now, they want to take a picture together, by all means. Y'all get dressed, get nice, look cute. But again, no. No. I just,
Wow.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would be cool with it?
I'd be cool.
You're cool with everything. Just shut up.
I'd be cool. Because here's why I'd be cool with it.
No, you're cool with everything, so it doesn't matter why you would be cool. Like, yeah. You're cool with everything. Like, I've ever seen you really kind of, like, get, like, really hot on the collar? Your paycheck. That's the only thing I've ever seen.
If it ain't about the money.
That's the only thing I've ever seen you be like, all right, I don't want to get out of character, but I'd be like, listen, other than that, you're cool on everything.
I don't know. Like, if the kid, I guess the thing is, here's what makes it okay with me. The kid requested it. Now, if the other parent requested it.
You think planted the seed in the child. It's like, no, let me
now,
stop.
Here's you go with your conspiracy theories. You think was feeding the child this information.
Because I've been accused many a time by my baby daddy from being manipulative and brainwashed. I'm like, your baby just don't like you. What the fuck you want me to do about that?
I think if the child requested it, I think the parents should acquiesce or think about it. Or present an alternative, right? Hey, how about all of us? We're all a family. You know, sell them on that.
Yeah.
But I think I would honestly be willing to let it happen. So let's say Ty were to have a kid outside, you know, I'd be like, that's fine. Just because if the kid requested it. But if it was like...
Homeboy?
Nah, son.
Listen.
If homeboy was like, hey, let's us three just... I don't understand. Where y'all three going?
Where's you going with my wife?
Where I don't understand. Where are you guys going?
Listen, I don't know about all that. I just like, listen, we matching.
They can match. It's fine.
No.
What if you have a different set, though?
No. If you done match with another woman, you ain't matching with me. I'll be goddamn. We not. Nah. What you think this is? So, what you think we sister wives now? Cause we got matching jammies.
We gotta
and
go
shit?
All the way to sister wives.
Oh no! Ain't nope. Ain't not near. Your socks better not even be matched when you walk up in this motherfucking house. Listen.
You better not match no other woman. Period.
What is you doing?
Not by mistake. Not by never.
What is you doing? I won't try to show up at Lil Jon's basketball game with the same motherfucking t-shirt on. I don't care. Walmart had a fucking sale. What y'all doing?
Go change.
Bet. I see where this going. I see how we playing it. No. That's why I'm single.
Oh, Lord. That's why.
Yes. One, because these niggas don't want to commit. Two, I just don't have time for the fuck shit. I don't have time for you trying to play me because you trying to be over here, over there. Just fucking go. Just go. You know what? As a single woman. Okay.
Go ahead. Single woman.
It's highly insulting to me, to feel like I'm not competing for your attention. I would just leave. I'm not doing it.
But here's my thing, though. Is that not a part of the whole dating game?
I don't compete for shit.
All
it's insulting.
Right. All right. Big time over here.
I'm just, is it not when you feel like you're at a certain caliber in your life and
right,
you possess
but
certain
you're not,
qualities.
You're right. You're not competing for anybody, but isn't the expectation for them to compete over you?
No, because I already know who I want.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm just waiting for him to get his fucking mind right so he can want me. And then 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. So I just be like, okay. Next.
I thought there was just a one-sided expectation there.
No, absolutely not. But the thing is, like I said, like men don't want it. Like men don't want to commit right now. So I'm like, okay, what I'm not going to do is be committed to you.
When have men ever wanted to commit though?
I don't know. And that's You're married. So I'm just like, clearly.
It can clearly happen.
Listen, I'm not speaking myths. Okay. I'm not sitting here pulling this shit out. It's a married man. And the thing is, it's not just married men. It's a married faithful man. Because I know a lot of married men. Don't get it twisted.
Sure. They be in your DMs.
Babe, listen. I be like, I'm sorry. Wrong username.
I'm sorry. You got me fucked up. You meant to slide in your wife's DM.
Clearly. Because you slipping and sliding the wrong goddamn way. But yeah, clearly it's some men who are willing to get married and be faithful. But I just ain't. Well, no, I'm lying. Because I'm about to say, I ain't come across them. I have come across them. They're just not for Tristan. Mm. They're not for me. And I'm okay with that.
Well.
But here's the thing. But when you tell someone, like, I don't think it's going to work. Like, we could be cool. Dudes don't be trying to hear that.
That's true, though. But that's an ego thing, though. That's an ego thing.
Listen, I just be like, all I can do is be honest with you because I want somebody to be honest with me. I wouldn't want nobody dragging me along, so I'm going to be very transparent. I just don't, we're cool. No, they don't be like, They think that means go hard. I'm like,
yeah, I was about to say, it's, no. They think you're playing hard to get.
No, so. I promise you, I'm not. Like, I promise you I'm not. I'm just like, I just don't feel like we click. And I'm just like, if I feel like we don't click, why can't they see that there's no clicking happening?
That happens when you have a difference of expectations when it comes to what a relationship should look like. So they feel like things are going just fine, they're good, they're adequate, and you're like, they're far from adequate, they're not even meeting subpar, so what are we doing here? So that's usually 9 times out of 10 what happens. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do believe that... People often have a hard time admitting that they have their own personal agendas.
That part.
As to why they get in a relationship.
That part.
And they try to be manipulative or, you know, deceptive in their reasoning behind entering this, you know, partnership, relationship, whatever you want to call it with you. So they try to kind of get their way discreetly. When I feel like at the end of the day, if you're dealing with a grown adult, just say what you're looking for and what you want.
Yo, I have yet to have a dude come to me and be like, hey, I just want to fuck. What do I need to do to get to that point?
Really?
I have yet to have a dude.
I feel like dudes do that all the time through DMs, though.
No.
They be like, yo, I'm just trying to hit.
I have yet to have a dude tell me that. I have yet. And I'm like, and the thing is,
I don't believe you.
I'm so serious.
Here's what I think happens with you. I don't mean to cut you off. I think that happens, but when you tell them the criteria that needs to be met to get there, they're like, chill, relax. I feel like that's what it's saying.
It hasn't gotten there yet. So what dudes do, 9 times out of 10, they come in and they try to, like, dudes who really just, I know, want to fuck, they try to buy me. So they set us up buying all this other shit, and I just be like, okay. Like, okay. But that doesn't guarantee coochie.
Right.
So I'm like, if you just have a conversation with me and you talk to me like a grown up, and like you said, just tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I want, and we could decide if that is doable. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I'm like, if you don't want, you know, to do all this other work and you just like, I just want to fuck, okay, I will lay out the requirement and let you know, like, okay, so if this is what you want to do, this is what needs to happen. I really think they'd be like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah. Also, though, understand you're a different caliber of woman, too. So you're very mature. You're very logical and pragmatic in certain things. I also think that the dating culture, we talked about, is so messed up that people feel like they have to be sucked into this game of deception. So it's like we're both have one hand out and one hand behind our back, and we're trying to do this dance when it's like, whoa, we're adults here. If we could just be straight up and this ain't it, all right, on to the next one. But I think what it is this dating culture is so backwards and so convoluted that we get wrapped up in the deception of it and so focused on protecting ourselves and also trying to get what we want,
right,
that we realize that, hey, we have other options of, like you said, having an adult transparent, frank conversation, and then feelings don't get hurt because it's early in the beginning, and we could either keep going or we can part ways.
So. And another thing is, like, you know, in those beginning conversations, when, you know, you're talking to guys or whatever, I make it very clear. I know at the end of the day, I want to get married. That does not mean, sir, I want to marry you. Like, that doesn't mean you are the one I want to marry. It just means I want to get married at the end of the day. At maybe about 50, 45.
50?
Listen. About, I'm shooting for 50. I'm going to give myself some grace period. But I'm just like, because I'm like, I know it's going to be it got to be a hell of a nigga. Like, he got to be the OG, triple OG.
Triple OG status out here.
Listen, for me to be like, yep, I'm cutting all them niggas off. I'm going to be with you, boo. Okay. I'm like, this motherfucker got to literally lay it the fuck down in a lot of different areas. And I have yet to meet a man like that. That could just like, boom, 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 I got you in this area, that area, that area.
Hmm.
And if they can do it, they typically not willing not to participate. Want to, yeah.
They have, cool not, they have not matured to the point in life.
And that's cool too. I just be like, okay, so I'm cool with fucking and funning.
Mm-hmm. As long as you understand, as long as they understand where they'll take you and where it won't take you.
But you know what? And here's the kicker. Every time I'm like, all right, reached our expiration date. I think we kind of hit the wall.
Right.
Baby. I be all types of bitches and cunts. I'm like, whoa. I thought...
This went left.
Right. I thought 6 months ago, 8 months ago, we agreed on this.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed this what it was. What's changed?
You almost low-key have to, like, sign a contract. Like, it treated like an independent contractor situation.
Right.
Here's your terms of employment.
Right. And now here's your pink slip.
Okay. We're no longer in need of your services at this moment. We're
but I feel it. Like that's a good... Like, again, having those... open conversations and like, things like that.
It has to happen at the beginning, though. You have to have those frank conversations and understand if you're dealing with consenting adults, it's okay. We need to start perpetuating that culture of dating. The open conversations at the beginning, stating our true intentions so we know what we're working with and if we're on the same page or not. But like I said, this dating culture has turned into a game, right? Listen. It's turned into women trying to figure out what game these dudes are, and these dudes trying to figure out what's the most deceptive way I can kind of let her know I'm just trying to hit, but not really say I'm just trying to hit. You get what I mean?
I'm not playing those games.
So it's really turned into that. And like you said, another aspect, how can I buy or shower her with whatever she needs?
Because I don't want to give her time.
Right, exactly. I don't want to invest. And then women's like, okay, so how can I get whatever I want? Because clearly that's the only way. And so it's turned into a whole mess, and it's all out of sorts. But at the end of the day, though, I feel like once you get to that point of maturity and you realize, look, I do have other options and I don't have to play this game.
Who ain't got options, baby?
Right. Like, your life starts to change and you start to see the better.
And that's my shit. I be like, in my head, I'm like, I don't have to take this shit. I don't have to deal with this shit. I don't. And that's why I really enjoy dating. Where I have a lot of female friends, they hate it. They hate it. But I'm like, you hate it because guess what? You put yourself in a passenger seat. And you allow these men to lead how your situation and circumstances go, as opposed to you taking control of how it goes. You don't have to accept everything someone gives you.
Right.
You don't have to. But you feel like, oh, because I like this guy, you have to be able to differentiate liking the guy and the treatment the guy is providing. You have to be able to differentiate that, because you can like a guy all day long, but if he treats you like garbage, why do you still like him?
Thank you.
I don't understand that, because...
Yeah. And also, like my homeboy says, we text all the time about sports. Stop going off of potential.
There you go.
So my homeboy once said potential is a fancy French word for ain't worth shit.
Right. you ain't got shit. Right. And we just potential. Hoping that later on that line, your shit come through. But no. See, Tristan's a little too old for potential. I'm kicking 40 in the ass. I'm too old for potential. What have you been doing?
Right.
These years.
We need concrete.
Yeah,
something tangible.
What do you have? Because I know what I got. I know what. Motherfucker, one nigga's like, what you bring to the table? Bitch, I am the table. Fuck are you talking about? Like, nigga, what is you saying? Like, and if you can't see that, you're not the fucking person for me. And that's totally okay. I'm so cool with that. But yeah, I feel like a lot of women would enjoy dating more one, if they didn't focus so much on the end goal, whether it's getting in a relationship or getting married and just enjoying the day-to-day interaction with that person. And then two, learning how to compartmentalize. It's like, yeah, you might like that person, but do you like how he treats you? And me personally, I focus on the treatment. I could like a motherfucker all day long. Listen, I can motherfucking drink your bath water, love your stinking drawers and all that other shit them old folks say, right? But if you don't treat me how I want to be treated, right, I no longer like you.
Facts. And basically, in other words, their behavior is a great indication of their character. Right. Their consistent behavior.
Stop letting these niggas motherfucking talk you into, like they just be talking. They be talking that really good shit. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the day, it's like, but your actions don't line up with what you're saying. Facts. So you have to treat your relationships, situationships, or whatever, like a silent movie. I don't believe shit a nigga say. Like, I'll see it, and then I'll believe it. Right. But what the fuck you saying to me? You might as well be talking Portuguese. I ain't got time for that shit. Portuguese. For real, I ain't got time for this shit. Like, I don't believe nothing that comes out of anybody's mouth until it's like, okay.
Until it happens.
Right, and then you show me a pattern, then I might believe what the fuck you start saying, because you show me a pattern that you actually gonna follow through.
Yeah. That's true. Don't let them game you out here.
Y'all, we too old for the shit.
Anywho, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Again, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Side Chick and Side Dude Day.
Yay! It's out here. Valentine's Day candy half off. So yes. Go splurge on your side. Join.
Yes, yes. Get them candies that they deserve. Mm-hmm. As always, guys, you can listen to the Hans and Tristan podcast wherever you download, stream, and subscribe to your podcast. Hit us up on our IG page, which is the Hans and Tristan Podcast. Also, see our beautiful faces on YouTube. Our page is called the Hans and Tristan Podcast. You see the theme, same place, same name everywhere. Appreciate you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye.